Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, you know what? Even though it's going to be nice this weekend, the same storm that is coming through that's going to wreak havoc with the Iowa caucuses is coming to Chicago next week, and that means winter weather returns. We're here today with Char Schoenbach. She's a 26-year Allstate agent with the office on North Halsted Street in Lakeview and Boys Town. She's going to talk to us this evening about ways to keep you and your car safe this winter. And should you get into an accident, Char will share important next steps. Char Schoenbach, thanks for being here.
Thank you for
having me. Good to see you. All right, so let's talk about this. I mean, because we've had some winter storms under our belt, and there's another one coming here.
Yes.
And, of course, that means resulting accidents on the roadways. What does Allstate offer that creates peace of mind for drivers?
Well, Allstate Insurance Company, you know, we care about people. We care about people on the road everywhere. And we have the Allstate mobile app. It's very simple to download and use, and it has a lot of good information, including roadside assistance, mm-hmm. to offer people a checklist so they have something to refer to at this time, God forbid, of their accident.
Yeah, that's great. Can I just say that's great? As a driver, I'm always confused about what to do, and I'm always it creates a lot of anxiety for me that I'm like, I don't have the person's number on me. I'm about to go out and drive in this weather. Blah, blah, blah. So it's good to have that there's
maybe
an app.
Maybe you forgot your gloves and it's cold.
Right. You guys will bring a shovel and a blanket.
Well, there you go.
Well, what can listeners be doing to help ensure they're maneuvering the roadways safely this winter?
First thing is people should prepare themselves for any dangerous situations. You're going to want to make sure, you know, have your headlights checked, make sure your brake lights work fully, and windshield wipers. Of course, make mm-hmm. sure you have some gloves in the car in case you have to get out, shovel and so on and so forth. Be careful of other people on the road at that point.
We hear this all the time. I mean, when there is severe weather, we always hear warnings from newscasters and weather people say, stay off the roads. It's going to be bad. Stay off the roads. But the truth is there's a lot of people who have to drive. I mean, you got to get to work. You got to do things. So what should drivers do if they have to drive in storms, winter storms?
Well, first of all, they want to be cognizant of what the weather is like. Take extra care if there's ice or snow, so on and so forth. You want to always travel at a little bit of a slower speed. You know, put in some extra time in your schedule to make sure that you're slow enough to avoid a collision, of course. Naturally, you want to keep your eyes on the road. You don't want to be texting and things of that nature.
And the worst time to do that.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You shouldn't text at all when you drive, but yeah, if there's a winter storm,
exactly.
maybe that's the time.
Please don't text at this time. Exactly. And you know, it could be dangerous if you've had a couple glasses of wine or a few beers.
Yeah,
so
right. That
would probably be a good thing to follow. And you want to be really focused on the road, especially when it's slick and could be dangerous.
Yeah.
Just want to stay really focused on your surroundings.
So even if it is a passing zone, maybe during a winter storm, no need.
Absolutely. One of the most important things is you want to try to stay calm during a skid. And we've all had that happen,
yeah.
I'm sure. I know I have. So if your car begins to slide or skid, again, try not to panic. Look down the road in the direction you want to go and then gently steer in that direction. You don't want to slam on the brakes as that will upset the car's balance and make it harder to gain control. So instead, just release the accelerator until the traction returns.
So easier said than done.
But, of course.
Because I feel like in my situation, I'm like, I'm going to press this brake as hard as I can. But that's good. Don't do that. All right. So, accidents do happen.
Right.
And unfortunately, at this time of year, it happens more than not because of the winter weather. So let's say you just got into an accident. Now what?
This is where the Allstate mobile app will come in handy. It provides you with an accident checklist, step-by-step directions on what to do. And, of course, realizing that you're upset, you need to take a minute, you've pulled over. After this, perhaps, let's say, collision, you want to call 911 for emergency. And it's right on the mobile
app.
That's on the
app, right.
So you press it, and you're connected with somebody, probably the police station of the area of where you're located.
Okay. So 911, obviously. We get the police involved right away.
Right.
We don't do the downloads recommendation is to just, is there damage or no damage? Okay, everyone move on. You don't do that.
No. And then, of course, you want to check for injuries.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
Yourself, you're going to know right away, people in your car. And at this moment, you may be getting out of the car to talk to the other person.
Okay.
So that's first. You want to make sure that you've pulled over in a safe spot and wait for help.
Especially if you're not on you know, the expressways where they have that safe spot regulated. You really do have to think about where you're at, because you don't want to be in a situation where you choose to deal with the accident puts you
right,
in harm's way.
Exactly. So if you're on the expressway and your car is drivable, just make sure you pull over to a safe area of the road, put your hazard lights on, turn off your engine. Otherwise, try to get your car and yourself to a safe spot. Some other valuable information would be you want to share insurance information with the person that you've had this collision
beyond just a police report. I mean, you need to get that stuff, because
absolutely,
the police aren't going to necessarily help you with that stuff. You want to get that from
absolutely. Right. So the first thing you may want to do, if it's visible, is write down the kind of car it is, the license plate. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you'll be able to get out of the car, exchange information, name, address, phone number. Naturally, you're going to perhaps wait for the police for the police report. But if you have the Allstate mobile app, then you can pull up your ID card right away, because you might be nervous. You may not want to be looking through your glove box or your purse that has a lot of things in it. You can pull the Allstate mobile app up, and there again, that's where you can call the police. That's where you can have your policy number and everything you need handy.
And this is always a good thing, too. I mean, for as much as you want to avoid using your phone for texting and all that kind of stuff when you're driving, after an accident, that's when you want to get the phone out and take some photos.
Absolutely. Which brings me to my next point. After you've exchanged some information, you've got your phone, you've saved your battery because you're not texting, you should use your phone to take some pictures.
Mm-hmm. And also one of the great things is that you can upload photos. You could take photos with your phone through this app, and it's all part of the process.
Absolutely. You snap your pictures, picture of the other car, of your car, perhaps their license plate and your license plate. You can upload those right through the app. It's amazing feature. So you have everything at your fingertips. This is a good way to help the process get started, and you'll already be a few steps ahead before the police get there.
For more information on winter safety tips and the Allstate mobile app, visit www.allstate.com. The app can be downloaded for the iPhone via iTunes and the App Store. Android users can get the app from Google Play. And if you want to contact Char Schoenbach, how do we do that?
You can reach my office at 773-525-3030 or stop in the office at 3322 North Halsted Street.
Char Schoenbach is a 26-year vet of the Allstate Agency, and she's an agent up on North Halsted Street, as you just said, in the Lakeview and Boys Town neighborhood. Char, thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.